So here we are, all gathered together on the third Sunday of Advent, which is Gaudete Sunday. So you'll be wondering why of our Advent candles we have a pink candle up there. And the ministers in the churches are wearing pink today. It's to represent on this Sunday today, joy. That's what Gaudete Sunday is. In this season of preparing for Christmas, we have a day, a period for joy in our lives. Easy to say, not always easy to do. How are we going to get joy in our lives? I think there are two ways to do it. I'm going to start off by coming up with a last line of some famous films, particularly watching around Christmas. We all have our famous film that we turn to at Christmas time. It might be something like Casablanca. The last line for that is, "It is the beginning of a great friendship." Perhaps it's Gone with the Wind. Great film, long film, but it's a great film. The last line for that is, "Tomorrow's another day." Or it might be my personal favourite this time of year, which is Some Like It Hot. That great film, Marilyn Monroe, Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis. Anybody know the last line of that? It's the line which I think can sum up bringing joy into our lives. The last line, "Nobody's perfect." Nobody's perfect. Don't try and think everybody's perfect. We're not all perfect. To bring joy into our lives is to accept that we are not perfect. We can't be perfect. As importantly as that is, our friends, our family, our acquaintances, they can't be perfect either. We can start to accept that, then we can just have a little bit more joy in our lives. And that joy in our lives comes about from the acceptance of that. The acceptances of differences. And that key point of bringing joy into our lives is because we should all leave church on a Sunday with our glass half full. It's an easy thing to say, but just think of all the joy we have in our lives. And if we get angry with someone, if we allow someone to upset us, that's what we're going to join from. There's a notice on the back of the church, we all see it every day. Love God, love others. Love God, love others. Express affection, acceptance, compromise for others. Don't love others because they vote the same in politics as you. Don't just love others because of the same colour of skin as you. Love others, love everybody. That's the exhortation, and that will help us feel a little bit easier with ourselves, put a smile on our faces, bring joy to our lives. And as important, bring joy to others. But we can't do it alone. You can't just stand there and think you're the one going to bring joy to our lives. It's like John the Baptist. He was alone in the desert baptizing people. You heard that today. He couldn't do it alone. He needed to have the support he knew was coming in Jesus. We need to have the support of our family and friends. You can't do it alone. You might remember the royal wedding that we had earlier in the year in England. We had that great homily by the leader of the Episcopal Church. And they also sang that song, "Stand By Me." When dark is at night and darkness is all around, you need somebody there with you. That person there with you is God. He's always there with you. Standing by you. You also need the support of others. So you need to reach out and give your support. Not turn against them. Not be there only in the good times. But stand by them at all times. It's so important to offer support to people. We're not always very good at doing it. But easy to criticise. Easy to blame others. Easy to find fault. But if we really want to have joy in our lives, which is what this Sunday is all about and what the Christmas season is all about, I'm asking you to stand by us.
accept them for their differences, work together with them, and just have assurance.